Welcome to The Happy Eater with your host, Martita Robinson. This is a podcast for conscious women overcoming binge eating disorder. Learn tried and true spiritual principles for healing so that you can experience freedom around food and live life happy. Quick disclaimer. I'm not a licensed therapist or a doctor. The information that I cover here is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. If you need medical advice, please talk to your medical professional. All right, let's get started. Hello there, beautiful. I hope that this day, this evening, whatever time that you're listening, that you're doing well. It happens to be evening as I record this episode. The kids, I've just put them down to bed. And of course, they're angry with me. But you know, children's problems, right? Early bedtime. Well, if they had their way, they'd be up all night. Believe me, I've timed them. So today, I want to talk about divine dining versus intuitive eating. So you're probably like wondering, if you've listened to the first two episodes, then, you know, you've heard about divine dining and what divine dining is. And you may be thinking, well, what's the difference between divine dining and intuitive eating? So I thought I would clear that up with this episode. So first, let me tell you a little bit about intuitive eating. Intuitive eating is basically eating from intuition. It is all about listening to self and following self, which is a beautiful thing. Really connecting to intuition, following the body, taking cues from yourself, from your body, from your spirit, from, you know, this beautiful human experience that you're having, and asking yourself, okay, so what is it that I want? It is a concept that's widely known. But what I found, and the reason that I created divine dining as opposed to intuitive eating, is there are some differences in, or misunderstandings in, what intuitive eating based lifestyle is, what an intuitive eating based lifestyle is. So I wanted to hone in on my method for teaching recovery and eating from source and eating from spirit. So what I found is divine dining is more of connected to what I teach because there are a couple of differences. So divine dining is eating through spirit, is eating through self and the body and figuring it out what it is that you want. Okay. It is very much that really tuning into you, connecting to your source and figuring out, okay, so what is it that I need right now? What is it that I want to eat right now? What's going to satisfy me? You hear the kids? Bunch of rascals. It's fun having children, you guys. If you're not mothers yet, it's fun. But anyway, so it's the same thing. It encompasses everything that intuitive eating is, but it's a little bit more. And it's a drastic, it's a deeper bit more, actually. It encompasses more. So, and divine dining is about not only eating from source and from spirit, but it's also about eating without emotion, outside of emotion, flowing. Okay. And I talked a little bit about that in the webinar, the workshop that I gave. And I talked about how we flow. And I'll have another episode on that as well. But basically, when we eat from intuition, a lot of things can come into play as to what is creating this need to eat, right? It can be maybe we're having this day where we just feel like we're hungry, feel like we're eating according to what source wants, but we're eating when we're having emotions, and we're eating to really as we cope through the emotions, because intuitive eating is about following yourself and really listening to yourself and what it is that you need, while divine dining is kind of elevated a little bit. Divine dining is about processing your emotions, really feeling through your emotions, allowing your emotions to be what they are, and then connecting to source and spirit, which intuition, even people that don't really connect to spirituality, they can be atheists and they still understand intuition, right? But divine dining is all about connecting to spirit. And when I have taught intuitive eating in the past, you know, before I came up with the concept of divine dining, I would teach intuitive eating, but it was intuitive eating based on my own belief in spirit and connecting to spirit first. And I understood that this isn't a widely known concept, and this isn't something that people understand, connecting to spirit as intuition. So I wanted to really just connect to it in a deeper level, which is why I created that concept, divine dining, and keep it known as really connecting to divinity when going to eat. Divine dining, eating from the spirit, from the source of who you are. And the only way that you can really eat from source or connect to source is by really letting go of everything that isn't source when you go to eat. Okay? So it's letting go of the thoughts, it's letting go of the emotions, it's letting go of feelings, and it's just allowing yourself to flow through all of those things and connect with your divinity, and then go from there. Once you're connected, then you eat. But it's not about just basic intuitive eating where, you know, you're eating out of intuition, but there's so much misrepresentation on intuitive eating, you know? And intuitive eating, if you're doing it right, you're going to connect to self, but it's an intuition-based concept, okay? And I teach from divine and divinity and connecting to source and who you are when you eat. So I wanted to clear that up, the difference between divine dining and intuitive eating, so that there's an understanding of what this is. And in order to really overcome binge eating disorder, you have to divine dine. You have to stop eating your emotions and eat from divinity instead, and use those tools that spirit gives you in order to move forward in healing. Okay? I mean, it's just one part of the formula. And if you haven't listened to the workshop yet, please do. It's episode number 2. It is the workshop, and it gives you the 5 steps of the formula. But it is one step in the formula. It is divine dining, eating from spirit, connecting to source. So yeah, if you have any questions, please do hit me up at support@thehappyeater.us. I'm there. You can also find me on Instagram. And of course, I am available to help support you through your binge eating recovery. You can connect with me and apply for a session to really talk about your future path in overcoming binge eating disorder by going to www.thehappyeater.us/apply. All right, so I hope that this cleared it up. I hope there's a deeper understanding of what divine dining is, of how sacred it is to really live life. And, you know, living life spiritually is such a beautiful thing, where you really allow yourself to connect completely and wholeheartedly in the being that you are, really knowing that you are a piece of God and you have a piece of beautiful spiritual sacredness running through you. And allowing that beautiful spirit to take the forefront of your life and really pay attention to what it needs and what it says, what it calls you to do, is really the path to happiness, and including eating and freedom from emotional eating and binge eating. So yeah, so contact me. I would love to help you work through this. I will talk to you later. Bye. Thank you for listening today. If you'd like to find out more information about the Happy Eater or to get personalized help, go to www.thehappyeater.us.